Jacques Levy, who had been one of my teachers at NYU School of the Arts, had helped create a musical based on the High School of Performing Arts, which I had also attended. I couldn't imagine how much fun I was going to have in working on a show that I had had such a direct personal experience associated with. So, of course, given the talent of Jacques and other people involved, I said, let's try to see if we can find a way to give this wonderful story about aspiring artists' life at the Coconut Grove Playhouse. Unfortunately, I was told that after I had committed to doing it, that they were having the opportunity to do it in London under the aegis of Macintosh. I said, I can't help but give you congratulations at the idea that Cameron Macintosh will do your show first in London. They said, no, not Cameron, his brother Robert, who I'd never heard of. Robert Macintosh failed them. They didn't even get into rehearsal, and they were soon calling me again to say, Arnold, can you forgive us? We want to come back to the Coconut Grove Playhouse. I definitely said yes. We created the show. It got to be seen all over the world for the last 30 years or more. One little sidebar is that Bernie Jacobs, who I got to know in New York, who was the head of the Schubert Organization, came to see the show in Miami and said, I will give them a Broadway theater if they cut 25 minutes off the show. It was then going to be done at the Walnut Street Theater in Philadelphia after the Coconut Grove, so Bernie and I went to Philadelphia, sat in the orchestra, and anticipated a show 25 minutes shorter. When it was 10 minutes longer, Bernie turned to me and said, let's go, and took away their Broadway theater. Such is the reality of commercial theater producing. If you don't please the landlord, you don't get the theater.